Simon is a ship in the waves, for the nearest mate she's bound. And the key in his old garbage ship, with body lost his mouth. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide, with the sun that never sets me lads, no darkness in the sky. So is cheer of me, let your hearts never fail. For the morning ship, the Diamond, goes a fishing for the wind.
Hello and welcome to the second podcast from Aberdeen Maritime Museum. My name is Meredith Greiling and I am the Assistant Keeper of Maritime History here at Aberdeen Maritime Museum in the northeast of Scotland. Every day I work with stories and objects which tell us about maritime history. Ships have life stories in much the same way that people do, so a ship may be built in one place and will usually go on to have a life and a career somewhere else in the world. Like people, a ship's life eventually comes to an end, sometimes in unlikely and unpredictable circumstances. In this podcast, I'll tell the story of one of the best-loved and most famous ships ever to be built in Aberdeen, the clipper ship Thermopylae, at one time the fastest-sailing ship in the world. Most people with even a passing interest in maritime history will have heard of the clipper ship Cutty Sark. The Cutty Sark has been preserved at Greenwich in London for over 50 years, and was in the news after she suffered a terrible fire in April 2007. The Cutty Sark is a major tourist attraction in London, and rightly so. However, her main rival, and the ship which beat her not once but twice in a straight race, was none other than Aberdeen's own ship, Thermopylae. Thermopylae's achievements were a sensation in her time, and were reported in newspapers around the world as whole nations waited to see which ship would win the race and return first with the new season's teas from China. Clipper ships were small 19th century sailing vessels, built for carrying delicate dry goods such as teas and spices, which needed to arrive while still fresh so that they would fetch a good price at market. Clipper ships were deliberately designed for extreme speed and manoeuvrability, ideal for bringing back smaller, expensive cargoes quickly. The word clipper is thought to refer to the ship's speed. Originally, a clipper referred to a fast racing horse, and we still use the term to go at a fair clip to mean something going fast. The term clipper ship became associated with a distinctive clipper bow, which was narrow and raked sharply forwards, allowing the vessel to cut quickly through the water. The first clipper bow was built at Aberdeen in 1839 on the ship Scottish Maid and became known as the Aberdeen Bow. The design was influenced as much by tonnage regulations as by the need for speed. Tonnage measured a ship's cargo capacity and was used to calculate tax and harbour dues. The 1836 tonnage regulations measured depth and breadth, with length measured at half midship depth. This meant that any extra length that could be gleaned by extending the bow, for example, was tax-free, and this became a feature of clipper ships. Thermopylae was launched in August 1868, almost 30 years after the Scottish Maid, and is considered to have been the finest clipper ship ever built. She was one of a series of vessels built by Walter Hood for the Aberdeen White Star Line and designed by Bernard Weymouth. The Aberdeen Herald reported on August 22, 1868, Launch. There was launched on Wednesday from the shipbuilding yard of Messrs. Walter Hood and Company a composite ship of 1,300 tons, owned by Messrs. George Thompson and Company and commanded by Captain Edward, late of the Ethiopian. The ship, which was christened the Thermopylae by Mrs. Hardy Robinson of Denmore, has been throughout constructed after the most approved principles, built of the most durable materials, and classed in the highest range of character at Lloyd's. She is intended for the London and China trade. All of George Thompson's Aberdeen White Star Line vessels were noted for their handsome appearance, green hull, gilded scrollwork, and white masts, yards, and bowsprit. The Thermopylae also had a white and gold figurehead of the Greek hero Leonidas, the king of Sparta. Although Captain Edward was in charge for her voyage from Aberdeen to London, in the event of her maiden voyage from London to Melbourne, George Thompson favoured another well-known man, Captain Robert Kemble. Kemble had made a name for himself on the Hall-built clipper Yangtze in the 1867 tea race, and proved to be a popular and highly successful captain. On her maiden voyage, Thermopylae sailed to Melbourne in just 60 days, pilot to pilot via Shanghai and Fuzhou, breaking records on each leg of the journey. In fact, previously only steamers had matched such speeds. The Aberdeen Journal commented, Thermopylae, Kemble, arrived Melbourne 9th January from London 61 days. Sailed thence 22nd, arrived Newcastle, New South Wales 30th January. On the 13th of January 1869, page 6 of the Melbourne Argus reported the arrival of Thermopylae thus. The splendid and almost unprecedentedly rapid passage made by the new clipper ship Thermopylae from London to this port has created more than ordinary interest in nautical and commercial circles. It seemed almost impossible, and certainly never entered into the calculations of the most sanguine, that a voyage to the Antipodes could be accomplished by a sailing ship in 59 days, the period taken by the Thermopylae to within sight of the Australian coast. She is in every respect a fine specimen of naval architecture, a model of symmetry and beauty. Her lines and exquisite proportions, her graceful outline and general compactness, conveying an idea of perfection. The Cutty Sark was built the following year to compete with Thermopylae in the China Tea races, although Thermopylae twice beat her. Thermopylae's record day's run was 380 statute miles, a feat exceeded by no sailing ship before. It is interesting to note, too, that although the Cutty Sark was built in Glasgow, her designer, Hercules Linton, came from Inverbervie in Aberdeenshire. During her career, Thermopylae was presented with a statue of a golden cockerel, which was placed atop her main trunk, only to be stolen one night and discovered the next day at the top of her rival, the Tai Ping's mainmast, only to be restored to its rightful owner. In Basil Lubbock's book, The China Clippers, published in 1914, he mentions an encounter between Thermopylae and HMS Charybdis as the two ships passed Port Phillip Heads. Both vessels crowded sail on the same course, but as soon as Thermopylae had her canvas set, she began to draw rapidly away from the warship, in spite of all the latter's efforts to stay with her. At last, when the Thermopylae had conclusively proved her superiority, the captain of Charybdis could not restrain his admiration and hoisted the following signal in the mercantile code, as he rapidly dropped astern. "Goodbye, you are too much for us. You are the finest model of a ship I ever saw. It does my heart good to look at you." Despite her fame as a tea clipper, Thermopylae in fact more often sailed to Australia in the wool trade. She shipped her last cargo of tea in 1878, and by the 1890s, after more than two decades as a China tea clipper and then an Australian wool clipper, the Thermopylae was sold by her Aberdeen owners to a Canadian company. She was put on the rice and timber routes, carrying trade between Rangoon and Vancouver. Despite shortened masts, being cut down to a bark rig in July 1893, and her crew reduced from 35 to 20 men, she continued to make speedy passages. On one occasion, she crossed the Pacific in 29 days, a world record at that time. On another occasion, she kept level for 3 days with the Canadian Pacific steam liner Empress of India, which was capable of 16 knots. In 1897, she was sold to the Portuguese Navy to be used as a training ship and renamed Pedro Nunes after a 16th century Portuguese mathematician and geographer. Sadly, Thermopylae was in such poor condition by that time that she was converted to a coal hulk. She was finally towed out into the mouth of the River Tagus and sunk by gunfire for target practice on the 13th of October 1907. In June 2003, a group of professional Portuguese divers found the remains of Thermopylae about 30 metres down on the seabed off Lisbon. The hull is mainly buried beneath the sand, but enough is visible to identify her as Thermopylae. Very little by way of artefacts survive from the Thermopylae. However, while the Cutty Sark survives, a ship built to emulate Thermopylae but which never surpassed her, she is a testimony to the fine lines and fast sailing of all the magnificent clipper ships. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This podcast was brought to you in association with Aberdeen Harbour Board. Music was performed by the Mixed Instruments 3 class at Scottish Cultural and Traditional, with particular thanks to Ian McDonough.